predicted.
Well, who released it? You extended me that invitation?
My guess is that Vandenberg did. Well, my guess is I hadn't talked to him. My guess is that he's running for governor and he was trying to tell people that he was invited. The press told me tonight what they said down there. I don't think Russell did this at all. I don't think Bobby did it at all. I haven't talked to Bobby. I talked to Dick. And my guess is that Vandenberg did, or maybe Talmadge. I haven't talked to Talmadge. Don't know. Haven't even said to him. But I don't think that you are that petty. I don't think that you can just be that narrow. You're as bad as John is about Ralph Yarborough, and y'all just can't be. Y'all are both presidential caliber, and you just can't get to that despond. What you've got to do is just put on your boots and look up at him and smile, because you represent the New South.
I did it tonight.
No, you represent the New South.
But and I'm not going to let somebody...
Ain't nobody letting nothing. God damn it, I've invited you 3 times. You sat in my box the first time I was president.
And
I showed them all. And, no, listen.
You know, whenever you
listen now. You've got no insecurity, no inferiority complex. You lose nothing by associating with them. You stand tall in the saddle. What the hell are you scared of to be with Bobby Russell or Dick Russell or Herman Talmadge or the President of the United States? All you ought to do is walk out there and tell Ralph McGill or whoever it is that's raising this hell. You ought to say, listen, I'm not going to take advantage of the President of the United States. I was his guest last year's vice president. He's told me twice this year I'd be his guest as president. I'm going to, and I'm not going to write his guest list. Whoever's on his guest list last year is on this year. They've been on several years. And that's it. But I'd goddamn sure tell you this, whatever I want from him, he's going to give me, period. All right? He agrees with me. Now listen. I mean by that from standing standpoint. I don't mean from the standpoint of a gratuitous thing. I mean from the standpoint of standing. And you just say, I didn't give out my interview when he said to me over the phone a month ago. I'm going to do it, but I'm damn sure going. And not the reason why I'm going to not be in a room with anybody. I don't care what to say. And I'm going to be with you, period. And when you get out, and I can't stop Hunter from being closed. Mr. Gear, I'm sorry. No punitive thing in it. I've got 3 of them closed in Texas. We lose more than anybody else, 15,000. And you're going to lose a good many. And this is just the first one.
And I understand that. And don't you worry about 1 minute about that, because that's
Savannah's not a bad place, is it?
No, not a bad place.
I mean, not a bad place to lose them.
No, it's not a bad place to lose them. Right. Savannah is not a bad place to lose.
It's better than Warner Robins, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot better than Warner Robins.
All right.
It's a whole lot bigger base.
Well, now, you just work with me. Just please don't follow your commander-in-chief. I don't know who your commander-in-chief is, but you've got somebody up there. It's not Betty. Bring her down here with you and associate with Lady Bird. And just don't...
We'll do that, but I'm Mr. President. You understand what I'm telling
you. No, I don't understand it, and I'm not going to understand it. And that's something I'm stubborn about. I just, I'm not going to be meeting down here with the folks who are against me and not meet with others. You told me I will not associate with these men. I won't be in a room with them.
I didn't tell you that, and I won't. I associate with them everywhere. I invite them everywhere.
Well?
I don't want those people who...
Now, listen, some newspaper reporter that you read me...
And issued press releases and put me...
Nobody's issued a press release. Some newspaper reporter stirred up this trouble. And I got one stirred up again tonight on another thing. And they just can't do this to us. This just hurts us. This is what Goldwater people want.
I know. And that's why I want to stay here and keep these Democrats.
Well, you ain't going to stay there by keeping them. You just come down here, by God, and let me and you walk down the road together and let us talk about some things.
I'll do that, but I'll come. I'll come whenever you want to come, but I just can't come on the 22nd.
I'll call them and tell them. I'll call them. All right, I'll call them. If you're going to be obstinate with me, I'll just tell them all that it's Kennedy's assassination day, and I won't go. But I didn't think it.
I don't want you to.
No, I'll do it. I thought that we'd all get together, and I think it'd be to your interest. But maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm inexperienced.
No, sir. I think you know a whole lot more than I do, and maybe I'm just bullheaded sometimes.
No, you got somebody that somebody up there stirred you up and they oughtn't to, because you're going to come out on top of this thing if you got sense enough to.
Well, I'm going to try to stay right in there and pitch to you like I've been doing, but I'm not going to let a few people use me like they're trying to do. And
they're not using you? Well, God damn it, you're going to sit at the head of my table. What are you?
I know that.
Oh, why don't you come out and say, listen, they got called day before yesterday and I've talked twice.
I've told them that.
This has been understood. Well, then what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it except for the fact that they have...
You didn't get the bad news. You don't have to announce the base closing, my friend. I didn't tell you it's being closed. I didn't notify Carl Sanders. I didn't notify Carl Vinson. I haven't notified either one of them. And that 6,500 people, or whatever the number is being closed out. And I purposely didn't.
Well, I know that.
Well, I don't think you know it.
Notify me, because I guarantee if you tell me that it's got to be closed, and it's being closed in Texas and Georgia, you won't find me with me.
No, but I'm not going to do that, because you...
You're not going to find me...
I don't want you to be chairman of the Armed Services Committee that these things are happening to.
I'm not chairman of it.
Well?
And I know that...
You don't follow me, though. You don't follow me. You don't understand me.
Yes, sir.
No?
I think I understand you, and I think you know how I understand. You know I love you. You know I'll do anything in the world for you. But you know that...
Wouldn't it be a nice thing if I called you up instead of Russell and said, Carl, I won't tell you that you announced that Savannah's been closed?
You know what I'd say? I'd just say, Mr. President, if that's...
Yeah, but what would Georgia say?
Georgia, I think, would take it. They'd have to take it.
Georgia'd say, well, I just think it... I read what this fella, Peel, or whatever his name is, said.
Lieutenant Governor.
Well, he says that I would hope the President of the United States would not be that petty, and if any such attempt is made, we'll reintroduce him to the Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Mr. Richard B. Russell.
Mr. President, I know how you feel. I know you've got a heck of a lot more on your back than I'll ever hope to have.
Well, I'm not going to take any no now. I'm just not going to do it. And if I have to cancel out, you sleep over it. But I know what's right. And if I ever knew anything in my life, every one of us ought to march down here. And I'll guarantee you...
You've never seen me hesitate to march anywhere.
All right, I'll just say this to you. I'll guarantee you when you march out of this house on the 23rd day of November that you walk out with your shoulders high, with your head high, proud of your achievement, and we'll both be better shape than we are now, period. And I'd say in Georgia, the state of Georgia, border to border, and if you've got any questions about what ought to be done there, just bring them and we'll answer them and we'll do them, period.
I don't have any questions.
All right, but don't tell me that you won't come see me. Just don't tell me you won't associate with me, because I'm there with Russell and Talmadge and Duquay and...
You know damn well I'm not telling you.
Well, I don't want to have a hunting party that you ain't in on. And if I'd ever thought that you weren't being on in, I wouldn't have done it. And maybe I ought to have called you and said, listen, please call Bobby and Vandiver and the rest of them. But I was talking to Dick about a base, and I said, I want you all to come on, period. And I said that to you twice, and you said, okay, we'll work it out. And I didn't responsible for this, and I think Vandiver is running for governor of Georgia whenever your term expires.
I hope he makes it, because I got nothing against him.
Well, then what the hell are we talking about?
Well, we're not talking about anything other than the fact that I've got some folks here that 2 years from now are going to have to support Vandiver and everybody else, and these people are not going to feel too kindly towards a group of people who right now hadn't done a damn thing, just apparently.
They're not going to feel kindly at all, and I think they'll feel bad, and I think that'll probably be pointed up, and I think it'll point out that we're Robert E. Lee's and pretty big men. And I don't think
I just don't want them to think that either you or me, or that I've reached a point where I've in any way given in on any of my...
Well, you haven't, and do you think I've given in?
No, sir.
All right, then why the hell do we...
Because you didn't do it, and I didn't do it, but we had a few well-meaning friends in between us who kind of messed up the deal.
I don't think so.
They did it deliberately.
I don't think so. I don't think they messed it up at all, and I don't think they're going to mess it up at all. And I think it will just demonstrate hour after hour and day after day that nobody's messed up any deal.
Well, I know that.
But I think if you...
on that, but I, in the meantime, I don't want them to go around here and crow about a situation.
Crow about what? Now, what are they going to crow about, Governor?
They're going to crow about the situation that you and I both just gone through. You lost a state that should have been, that should have gone through.
Right. We all know that.
Right.
And Lucy said, I've been in 22, and the thing hurts me most is I lost Georgia.
And I went out like you did. Maybe I made a lot of mistakes.
I don't think you made any.
They were mistakes of mine.
I don't think you made any.
And now that the situation is like it is, and I don't want some of these folks, which some of them are already saying, who sat on the sideline, to turn around and say, well, hell, things would have been different if... Sanders had done this and...
No, nobody's going to say that.
I know you're not going to say it, and I know you...
I think what's going to be said, Governor, just one thing. That the rural counties just did not deal at Johnson's position on civil rights they could accept at this moment. And I think that's the way the United States is going to look at it. They're going to look at it with sorrow. They're going to look at you with great pride. And they're going to look at me, I think, with pleasure. I think we carried every state in the Union but six. And I think that Georgia will be looking the same way 2 years from now or 1 year from now. And I think that all we got to do is just be seen talking. And I think that they're going to be as embarrassed to be in the picture with us more so than you're going to be embarrassed to be in the picture with them. And I think that you're not going to be embarrassed to be with the president.
No,
and I don't think that you're going to be embarrassed in the country. I think of all the governors, there about two of them that stand outstanding. I think you're one of them, and I think we got a little temporary defeat in Georgia. It's my defeat, and I think if they claim that because you were for me, it's your defeat, I don't think you're the cause of it. I think I'm the cause of it. And I think that one way we're going to cure it is next Sunday. I'm flying back here from Washington, particularly for this occasion. And if I need to, I'm going to have you arrested for the FBI, but I'm not going to take your judgment in preference to mine that you cannot meet in the same room with these people, because I think that you and I are going to stand out and not them. And
no,
maybe
I'd,
you're wrong.
I'd meet with them anywhere, but I can't under the circumstances that they promulgated.
Who is they now, and what have they promulgated?
Well, they
what are the circumstances now?
What the circumstances are.
I do not.
Mr. President.
I do not. Now, wait a minute.
You walk the plank, and I'll walk it anytime.
All right. Well, let's walk it next Sunday.
But I can't walk. I can't do that under these circumstances, because I just don't think it would be either to your advantage. I really think it would be in this state, which I want to be, which I certainly am going to make, if I can, stand tall for you and what you believe in. I want them to stand that way, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life, if I have to, trying to convince the people of Georgia that what you say and what you mean is best for them. But I'm not going to let a few people who are not willing to stand with me then turn around and put me in a position where I would lose what effect I do have.
Governor, how do you lose any effectiveness by...
These people turn around now, the people that believe in you and believe in me and say that Carl Sanders is no different than any of the rest of the politicians, and that is, as soon as this thing was over, that this was just one of these situations that went on the surface. But
all right, now, Governor, if they say that to you, they say to me, as president, I can't speak to anybody to oppose me. I can't speak to Republicans. I've talked to Dirksen. I told him to go take a vacation. I want him to come visit me. I can't say that I can talk to Halleck because he fought the gutters out. We've got to run the country, and we can't run them with just people with us.
I understand that, because I sit in that same position on state level. I